I got to congratulate Harrison and Tommy when, after all the good information that's put out there on these systems this week, I figure at this point everybody would be out shopping or on the way home. So shows there's a level of interest still present. Herb sends his regrets. His sister, no one was hurt, but his sister has a house in, I guess, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, wherever. And anyhow, they got touched with a little bit of tornado damage, and so he's on his way to do some roof repair before they get any more rain over there. So he sends his apologies, and I send my apologies that you have to listen to me again. But this is kind of fits in with all this. One of the things I mentioned on Wednesday, as part of our overall evaluation of these systems, we realized we didn't really have a good objective data set on our current six-row harvest system. And so that's where we started on looking at field efficiency of our current six-row system and fuel consumption of our current six-row system, so that when we're trying to compare to the new systems, we know what our current systems really cost us. And where fuel consumption became a big issue, I was trying to understand from the economist and looking at the, and really appreciate the economist's work on this, but I was looking at Mississippi Budget Generator and looking for the values they had for fuel use on the module builder and bull buggy. And I just looked at it and didn't think twice about it. And then I realized, well, I think that's about that. And I have to go back and look. I think it was about 2 gallons per acre that they were figuring on each one of those tractors using. And I asked them how they did it. And here's where the problem came in. Some economists took engineering equations and predicted fuel use. And you can just imagine, when we put engineers and economists together, a disaster is bound to happen. So anyway, we wanted to go out and measure some of this. And so we really wanted to see the total system requirement of our current spindle picker and the supporting module builder and bull buggy fuel use. We did this by going to, Herb has worked his butt off on this, and he spent a lot of time, and again, thanks to all the producers that have allowed him to put fuel gauges out there. Herb's really spent a lot of time riding on pickers, putting out fuel gauges, calibrating fuel gauges, so he really gets the credit for all of this. We had at least 5 different producers across 2006 and 2007 growing seasons, where we did fuel usage per machine, hours of picker operation, acres harvested, bales harvested, and then we also looked at time turning, time dumping, so that we could figure out how much time was on the row. And then the way we did fuel use was we put fuel meters on all the supplies, wherever they were getting their fuel from. We made sure every time they filled up that they had a logbook and would enter their fuel use. So we actually measured that. Just here's the typical of the six-row system we're looking at, conventional picker. One thing, Herb put this picture in there because, and I've noticed this too, and I know many of y'all have ever watched a cotton harvest. Sometimes it's a beautiful ballet. As the picker is starting to fill up, you just see the bull buggy gliding in beside it. And right as they both just stop in unison and the gate opens and the cotton comes out, and I really have seen teams that run that way. And then there's those other situations where, you know, the picker driver's honking and the bull buggy's guy's talking to the module builder guy, and it's just a mess. So that's why it gets a little more challenging sometimes when we're trying to say what is the time and row for our current system. But as you'll see, they can be very efficient, and of course the module builder. So those are the 3 components that we're looking at. Here's the fuel gauges that were used. The bottom one, Herb tells me, one of the problems with it, didn't have the ability to do really good calibration on it, so he started using the one on the top, and he would calibrate that with this device so that we knew the fuel meter was giving an accurate reading under the conditions it was being used. At each farm, they calibrated each meter. This is a picture of one of Herb's students. Again, we kept picker drivers company. They probably enjoyed having someone to talk to, at least for the first hour. They were probably ready for us to go. But we did, and I say again, we would ride with them throughout the picking day. It wasn't just for an hour or two. It was let's try to get there in the morning. We'll ride with you until dark, and then we'll do it again tomorrow. And that was the system we tried to use to get a real handle on brake times and time on the row. And here's just one example. I'm not going to go through all the details of this. This just shows data that was collected from one harvest operation. So this is just from one farm, and this is the number of days for different kind of, they go out and might go spend 4 days during the week, collect data, come back another week, collect three more days of data. And then you can see, this is a situation where we had a complete data set. We got the fuel use per engine hour, and then the producer was keeping us informed with good records on how much acres was covered. And then we were getting the ginning report so we could actually go back to gallons per bale. The top is the picker. Then what gets kind of interesting, they were using the same tractor, a John Deere 4640, on the module builder. But then you can see later they traded out to an 8300 for the bowl buggy. And you can kind of see the fuel use go up a little bit there. But this is just an example of what was done for every farm. So there were eight different farms. Most of them were in Mississippi, but we had one in Missouri and one in North Carolina where this type of data was collected. So overall, here's the eight farms. They have different number of days. Some of them we haven't got all the acreage and bale data from the producers yet. But when you look at the average across there, you see we're getting some pretty consistent results, especially on the per engine hour, that about 10 to 11 gallons per hour for the picker, 2 gallons per hour for the module builder and for the bowl buggy. And that works out to, and that, I didn't say that right. Yeah, that is, sir. Okay. And then when you take it out to a total per acre, it comes out to about 2.5 gallons per acre for the complete harvest system. And here shows it broken out by hour. So another thing, and the hour usage is where we have less noise in the data. By the time we have to go back and add in acres and bales, sometimes records aren't quite as accurate as we'd like. But here's, you can find across those eight studies, which represent, I should have figured out, 40 or so days of data collection on eight different farms. Really not those little black lines are the standard deviation on those points. Really not that much deviation considering what we're looking for. Pretty consistent, about 10.5 gallons for the picker, 2 gallons per hour on the bowl buggy and module builder. Then the real art is really trying to figure out how does that translate, how efficient are we being doing, how much percentage of the time are we on the row. This is the kind of data that we're collecting in terms of, and we don't need to worry about the details, but we're recording through the computer the time on the row, the time it takes to turn, the time it takes to dump, any downtime, whether that's for the operator to take a bathroom break or from a mechanical failure. And then you can see even listed in there are lunch breaks and stuff. So that's what goes on into doing the final, getting things down to a per acre basis. So what we found, and Herb wanted me to put this in the introduction and I forgot. You know, he went back and especially Herb and Shay Simpson did a lot of work on celebrating the selection of the cotton picker as a top 10 thing from the ASAE, top 10 ag engineering achievement. And in that history, he found, some other studies when they've done this type of stuff, it was kind of interesting. For a gasoline picker, they found about 1.75 gallons per acre for a one-row picker. And what we're finding now is about, and then in the 40s, they're saying about 2.5 gallons per acre for a diesel two-row. And now for the picker alone, we're seeing about 1.8 gallons per acre. So we've gotten bigger. We've got a lot more efficient, still using about the same amount of fuel. So I guess we can't complain too much. And then when you take the bowl buggy out to gallons per acre, we're seeing about 0.4 gallons per acre on that, about 0.2 gallons per bale, and then about 0.3 gallons per acre on the module builder. And so Another thing, if you do this on a per bale basis, obviously as your yield increases, you take less gallons per bale because you're being more efficient with higher yields. And with that, I could do my best to answer any questions, but hopefully that gives you an idea of the work that Herb's doing. One of the things, I think these results are fairly consistent with what Brock Faulkner is finding. Brock has been very good at Texas A&M to work with us so that he's gone and visited Herb to make sure that all our data protocols, all our field protocols are compatible. So all the data he's collecting in West Texas on the strippers, and he's also doing six-row pickers out there, will build this database. Currently, the presentation I just gave you doesn't have Brock's data integrated into it yet, but eventually we'll pull all that together. So we're going to have a very good idea of what our current system is costing us in terms of fuel use and how efficient it is.
Are there any questions?
Everybody's wore out at this point.
Thank you.
Thank you.